Chapter 4. How can one person make a difference? Every story of success against plastic begins with one person or a small group of people who take action. You can see that from the stories in this book. It is hard to imagine that one person can make a difference, but you really can. You may only reduce your plastic use by one bottle today and a coffee cup the next day, but you are showing other people what is possible. Every story of success against plastic begins with one person or a small group of people who take action. The changes we make in our own lives can have a big effect on others, so you must tell people what you are doing and why. Do not forget, politicians and company directors are just people like you or me. If they hear our stories about reducing our plastic use, they may be encouraged to make changes too. Everybody has a family and friends, and modern technology helps us talk or write to them more easily than ever. So talk about what you are doing. Tell your family and friends about getting rid of plastic. They may follow you. How to give up plastic. A promise. Do you like some of the people and campaigns that you have read about in this book so far? Then before you read the rest of the book, make this promise to yourself. From today, I promise that I will do my best to give up plastic, although it will not be easy or quick, and sometimes it may not be possible. I promise to say no to plastic when I can. For example, not using plastic straws, bags, coffee cups, or bottles. Reduce my plastic footprint when I can by choosing products not made of plastic. Reuse plastic products, like containers, if I cannot say no to them or reduce my use of them. Recycle or reuse everything that I can. Tell everyone I know about how I am getting rid of plastic and encourage them to join me. Signed, date, hashtag break free from plastic. Who are you? We are sisters, Amy and Ella Meek. We started a campaign group called Kids Against Plastic. We are often on the news talking about reducing plastic. Why do you care about plastic so much? We are kids now, but we know that when we are adults, the problem of plastic will be our problem. Since we started Kids Against Plastic, we've picked up 100,000 pieces of the big four plastic products: single-use cups, straws, bottles and bags. We've also encouraged many cafes, businesses and schools to become plastic clever. That means using less single-use plastic and more reusable plastic. We tell other people about plastic as much as we can, giving talks, for example on TEDx, talking in schools, and starting new Kids Against Plastic groups around the country. What can people do to help? Become plastic clever. Reduce your use of plastic cups, straws, bottles, and bags. What's the worst example of plastic pollution you've seen? In a village called Arrochar in Scotland, we saw a horrible amount of plastic on the beach. It has a big effect on the people who live there, but they produced none of it. They clean the beach every month, but more plastic comes. What's the best solution to the problem of plastic? Using reusable products. It can also save you money because most cafes now give you a discount for using a reusable cup. And we should reduce our use of bottled water because in many countries the water is safe, so you don't need to buy plastic water bottles. What changes have you made in your life to use less plastic? We don't use single-use plastic, most importantly the big four: cups, straws, bottles and bags. What makes you most angry? Plastic packaging on products that don't need packaging. For example, why do companies sell fruit and vegetables in plastic? Do you have any top tips for getting rid of plastic? Start by doing something small. Say no to single-use plastic. That can have a bigger effect than you can imagine. What makes it difficult to get rid of plastic? We all use too much plastic packaging. It's everywhere, and it's difficult to stop using it. Giving up plastic at home. Now you know why we should get rid of plastic, so you are ready for the next part of the book. The next few chapters show you lots of ways to reduce your plastic footprint. But first, a top tip. Go slowly and make new changes every week. The best place to start is in the bathroom.